probably the biggest thing that can keep you from moving forward is the erroneous belief that you need to have everything figured out in advance before you start. And I think this is the thing that keeps people from starting more than anything else. So I think intuitively, people know what a good life for them looks like. They might not be able to say, hey, it's going to be this specific job in this specific year, and we're making this specific amount of money, we're going to have this many kids, we're going to be living in this location. But they'll have a sense of qualitatively what things look like how it feels when they get up in the morning, what the pace of their job is like, kind of the demands and responsibilities that they've taken on. And those are all, you know, kind of subjective factors, but I think they're still helpful as a starting point. Because if you wait until you know exactly all of the things that you need to know to get there, you'll never start. Or if you choose a path where you always know well in advance what's going to happen down the road, you're going to live a life without any adventure, and that's not really much of a life. Like, you've been born with this tremendous capacity for uniqueness. You know, you've lived a life that no one else has lived. You've got a personality and set of experiences and thoughts that no one else has. And beyond that, even if there were someone exactly like you somewhere on Earth, or even like 20 people somewhere on Earth, you know, not only would you not meet them, but you would still have a completely subjective experience of reality, and you could still only live life as yourself. So that's why I think it's so important that people figure out what's kind of their own unique thing. And, you know, pulling that all together, I would say going forward, see if you can't feel where you might want to lean a little bit more. You know, you don't need to have a plan, you don't need to know a destination exactly, but just kind of make note of the things that are working for you and the things that aren't working for you. Because there's information in that, and then, you know, that's one step, and then the next step you will have more information if you kind of move towards things that are working and try to do more of that. Then you'll get feedback and you'll get more information, more knowledge, and you'll be on your way, and that'll be really, really good. So that's what I'm excited for you to do and for you to experience. So go give that a try. And I think it's hard, it's uncertain, but there really isn't any other way to do it. And moving forward is better than nothing. So Only You Can Be You is the name of this podcast, and that's kind of the message that I'm wanting to share tonight. So this is Nicholas. Thanks for listening.